You have your Bible, turn with us this morning to the book of Acts, chapter 11. Acts chapter 11, verse 19. The Bible says, "Now they which were scattered abroad upon the persecution that arose about Stephen traveled as far as Phoenicia and Cyprus and Antioch, preaching the word to none but unto the Jews only. And some of them were men of Cyprus and Cyrene, which when they were come to Antioch, spake unto the Grecians, preaching the Lord Jesus. And how the Lord was with them, and a great number believed and turned unto the Lord. Then tidings of these things came into the ears of the church, which was in Jerusalem, and they sent forth Barnabas that he should go as far as Antioch, who, when he came and had seen the grace of God, which was glad and exhorted him." You know what that means? That means lifts them up. They said, "Praise God, you heard about Jesus and you believe. Praise the Lord." He said, "That's great. Amen. That's a marvelous thing. Don't let nobody ridicule you, put you down because you believe God." Amen. He said, "Exhorted them all that with purpose of heart they would cleave unto the Lord." Amen. Did you get that? He said that you that with purpose of heart, praise God, we've got a purpose in this thing. Amen. This ain't just some hit and miss thing that we're doing, praise God. We're in this, praise God. God saved you for a purpose. Amen. He said, "With purpose of heart, they would cleave unto the Lord, for he was a good man and full of the Holy Ghost and of faith, and much people was added unto the Lord. Then departed Barnabas to Tarsus for to seek Saul." Now this is, "And when they had found him, he besought him, he brought him unto Antioch, and it came to pass that a whole year they assembled themselves with the church and taught much people, and the disciples were called Christians first in Antioch." Amen. But praise God for the reading of His Word. You can be seated. I want to preach just a little while this morning, if God will help my heart, amen, to help your heart on this thought. Call me a Christian. Call me a Christian. Now, if I wasn't going to live a life as a Christian, I wouldn't want you to call me a Christian, because that means that I'm walking a Christ life walk. But I want to say, praise God, today, with the help of the Lord, I want to walk my last days in the footsteps of my Savior. I want to do that tonight, this afternoon, praise God, that God would have me to do. I don't want to stray from the path. I don't want him to have to chasten me to bring me back. Praise God, I want to walk, praise God, where you can call me. You can say, "You know what? Pastor Jeff is a Christian." Amen. I would to God the desire on every one of our hearts was that everybody we meet, praise God, would want to call us a Christian. Amen. Say, "You know what? Hey, something different about them." Amen. Praise God. I'm thinking to myself, praise God, they ain't nothing like being a child of the King. It just gets better and better. Amen. It just gets better farther up. Hey, I don't know how this thing's going to finish out, praise the Lord, but I'm looking forward to the finish. Amen. Every now and then, it's like I'm looking through a glass darkly, but then face to face, praise God, I get to seeing the finish line up ahead. Amen. And things is looking awful pretty ahead. Amen. Because one of these days, in a little while, I'm going to see my Savior. Amen. Amen. But under then, I want people to be able to call me a Christian. Amen. Do you live a life today? Now listen to me. Do you live a life today in such a way that people can call you a Christian? I mean, not because you tell them you are. Hello? They're not calling you a Christian because you tell them that you're a Christian, because you tell them you go to church, because your life is an example, praise God, of what a Christian is. Amen? I want to give you about four things right quickly this morning, praise God, on call me a Christian. Number one, you can call me a Christian because I believe and have received the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen? I received Him as my Savior. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. He said, "Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature." Amen. Something took place in my heart, praise God, back there a while back, amen, and I ain't been the same since. Amen. If you've been saved, praise God, birthed into the family of God, had that birth from heaven, I'm not talking, hey, this new birth is, this earthly birth is a physical birth. Every one of us came in this world by an earthly birth, a physical birth. But praise God, I'm saying there's a spiritual birth that's out of this world. Amen. And when we have that spiritual birth, praise God, we become that new creation in the eyes of God. We become that new creation inside us, praise God. We begin to act a little bit different. Amen. Something changes in us, praise God. The Holy Ghost conviction comes in. You say, well, preacher, how do you get a hold of this? By receiving Christ. Amen. You can call me a Christian, praise God. They can call you a Christian because you've received Christ Jesus as your Savior. How do you do that? You have that, number one, by believing. Amen. The Bible said that there was a whole bunch of folks begin to get in here. How? By believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. They said, well, you know what? There was a man from a Nazareth came in, praise God, and he lived a perfect life. He died on the cross of Calvary. They buried him in a borrowed tomb, and 3 days later, he got up. Amen. Praise God, I believe it. Amen. Because God said it, praise the Lord. He said Jesus, praise God, died for the sins of the world, and he got up on that third appointed day. So if we're going to be called a Christian, praise God, we got, number one, we got to receive the Lord Jesus Christ. We have to receive Him. We have to believe on Him. And once we believe on Him, what do we do then? You know what we need to do? We need to repent. Amen. Now you stay with me this morning. Praise God. You believe on Lord Jesus Christ. You believe that He come. He loved you enough to die for you and to get up. Praise God. Because He wasn't holding to death. Amen. Death could not hold Him. Praise God. Because it didn't have nothing on Him. Amen. What holds us in death, praise God, is sin. But praise God, our Savior knew no sin. Amen. That third day, praise God, death had to let go of Him because it didn't have no claim on our Savior. Amen. Glory be to God. So we take that and we believe on Lord Jesus Christ and we rise up out of that, praise God, that grave because of that we've been put in because of death, because of sin. Amen. And we repent of our sins. Amen. Praise the Lord. You can call me a Christian because I've received the Lord Jesus Christ. I believed in Him, praise God. I repented of my sins. I asked Him to forgive me, praise God, of all those wicked things that I've done or that I'd ever do. Amen. And in my journey of life, praise God, when He comes along and He quickens my heart, He says, know what? You don't need to go there. You shouldn't have done that. I bow my head and I say, Lord, forgive me. I'm sorry. Amen. It's never wrong to admit that you're wrong. Amen. It's never wrong to say, Lord, I'm sorry. It's never wrong to say to a brother, sister, you know what? I'm sorry. It's never wrong. Amen. It's always right, praise God. So we believe and we repent. And you know what we do once we believe and we repent of our sins? Look here, we forsake those sins. We get away from that sinfulness. Amen. You can call me a Christian, praise God, because I believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I repented of my sins, praise God. I forsook my old ways. And I'm walking with Jesus as He guides me in His help. I preached on that Wednesday night about the counsel of God. Listening to Him, praise God, as He leads you along this walk of life. Good counsel, I mean. Praise the Lord. That'll lead you right. It'll never leave you astray. But it'll lead you in the right path. So we begin to accept Him. We repent. We believe. Amen. We forsake our ways. You say, well, preacher, is all that necessary? Jesus told him in Luke chapter 13 and verse 3. He said, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He said, they didn't do nothing exceeding. He said, they didn't do nothing exceedingly bad like you would think. But praise God, they got to repent or they perish. He said, those that was at the Tower of Siloam. And he tells us in verse 4, those that were at Tower of Siloam, sinners, they weren't sinners exceeding. But that tower fell and it killed a whole bunch. Amen. So he tells in verse 3, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. In verse 5, Luke 13, he says it again, except you repent, you shall all likewise perish. Amen. He says we got to repent of our sins. We got to ask God to forgive us. Amen. Praise the Lord. So He don't snuff us out. Amen. You say, you think He will? I believe we continue in our sin and we continue and I continue. Amen. You won't lose your salvation, but praise God, God will have to take away the life, your breath, your spirit out of you, pluck it out of you, praise God, let your body go to the grave. I believe there's a lot of premature graves in the cemetery because we've turned our back on God. Amen. And God will chasten us for a long time and He'll say, that's enough. Amen. That's enough. And He'll snuff the life out of us. They might save the soul. Amen. Bless His holy name. So we got to repent so we can receive the Lord Jesus Christ. And in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, He said, old things are passed away. What does it mean to receive the Lord Jesus Christ? It means that old lifestyle, that old stuff that we used to do, praise God, it's gone. Amen. When we repent of it, we forsake it. That means, you know what it is? That old lifestyle's over here, praise God. And we say, Lord, I realize I need you. Would you please forgive me? Amen. I believe I put my trust in you. I'm totally surrendering everything about me to you. God, forgive me and help me. And I'll turn from that, praise God. And I forsake it and I go another way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hey, what do? You get away from it. You can't continue to run with the same folks you used to run with. You can't continue to hang out in the same places you used to hang out. Amen. You've got to get away from it. And I believe if you've truly been born again, praise God, you'll want to. You still won't want to hang out with those folks down there that drank and they cuss and they take the Lord's name in vain. Amen. You'll want, praise God, Holy Ghost, God convict your heart, and you'll want to get as far away from them as you can. Amen. I tell you, it tears my heart out. Somebody takes my Lord's name in vain. Amen. Why? Because old things are passed away. Amen. Amen. Those old friends I used to have, praise God, they're no more. Amen. Hey, praise God. I tell you what, you want to get away from them old friends, praise God. You just announced your call to preach. Amen. You say, you know what? God laid on my heart. I'm going to stand up and left my life for Jesus. Amen. Those friends that you thought you had, praise God, you couldn't find them with a search warrant. Amen. They'll desert you. I thought I had a whole bunch of friends. Praise God. I realize now, amen, out there, the ones that I had, I ain't got none. That may not be good English, but they're all gone. Amen. To me, that's being ain't got none. Amen. They're gone. Praise the Lord. But you know what? God took me up with friends, praise God, that are friends indeed. I got some good brothers and sisters in Christ. I've got a church family that loves me. Glory be to God. I'm better off than I ever was. See, the lie of the devil say, well, you know what? If you get saved, if you start trying to live right, you'll lose all your friends. You need to. Amen? Amen. Hear me. You need to. Because they not friends, praise God. When you get in a bind, you look around, they won't be nowhere. But you get a brother and sister in Christ, you get saved, you get a brother and sister in Christ, or some brother and sister in Christ, praise God. And when you need help, you can pick up a phone call and praise God, they'll be there. Amen. Some old saint will hit their knees and they'll begin to pray. Agonize with God on your behalf. Amen. I don't know about you. Which would you rather have? Amen. Amen. We get old, we get away from our old habits. Amen. God takes, let me say this. You get saved or you get born again, glory be to God, God takes that cusser away. Amen. Amen. He takes that old cusser away. He gets rid of that. Amen. And if the devil tries to bring it out, you know it's a habit. Amen. Cussing is a habit. It's a bad habit. And we pick it up and we do it because we've allowed it. We've allowed it to come out of us for so long, praise God. It becomes a habit. But praise God, once you get saved, you may slip one out. Old devil may slip one out of you every now and then. But the Holy Ghost of God, boy, he'll hammer on your heart and he'll say, you know that wasn't right. Amen. You'll look around, you'll say, boy, I'm sorry about that. Amen. I don't know where that come from. I said, yeah, I do. And it came from my devil or my old flesh. Would you forgive me? And you say, Lord, please forgive me of that. Amen. Something changes, praise God, inside you. Those old sinful desires that you have, amen, they just go away. And you start having, instead of sinful desires, you have Godward desires. Amen. Your focus starts to change. Amen. Instead of focusing on you and what you'd want and what you'd like to be. Hello? Your focus starts changing and you start thinking about who I am and what God can help me to be. Amen. I want to say, praise God, it's a far better thing. Amen. You get to be what God wants you to be, praise God. People begin to like you again. Amen. People begin to love you, praise God. People begin to see something in you, glory be to God. That's precious. Amen. It's Christ in you. That's that hope of glory. Amen. I believe there's a lot of folks today, praise God, we don't have Christ in. We've got a head knowledge. Oh, we can bang him around in our head all day. But they ain't no heart knowledge of him. You know how I know? Because we go out and we do things. We go to those old places. We continue those old habits, praise God. And God ain't pleased with that. Amen. And the Holy Ghost of God don't deal with your heart. And guess what? You're bastards and not sons. Amen. I mean, you don't belong to God. You're not part of the family. But praise God, when the Holy Ghost of God begins to hammer on your heart, I told the fellow in prayer, I like it when God shows up. I like it when this blessed old book begins to prick my heart and show me my need. Amen. It don't hurt my feelings a bit. Amen. I get on the radio. I listen to 720 most of the time. I get on there, one of them old men of God, get on there, they preach and get the hammer and that old gospel hammer, praise God. And it begins to hit me where I live. Amen. It begins to plow in my row. And I just bow my head and I say, oh God, thank you, Lord, for showing me that. I needed that this morning. Amen. Bow my face. I don't get mad at the man of God. Amen. He's just telling me what. He can't look through that radio and tell me. He can't even see me. But praise God, God can see my heart, amen. He knows where I'm at, knows what I need to lift me up, praise God, and deliver me out. Amen. And I say, whoa, praise the Lord. Don't get no better than that. Amen. You call me a Christian, praise God, because I received the Lord. I know what it means to be a child of God. You can call me a Christian, praise God, because I've overcame all things. He said in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, the last part of that verse, he said, all things are become new. Amen. All things are becoming. He said, not just a few things. Now you listen to me. Not just a few things in your life, it changed. When God saves you, listen to me. When God saves you, praise, everything about you becomes new. Amen. And your attitude, the way that you talk, the way that you walk, the way that you live, the way that you act, the way that you react, it all becomes new. Amen. You say, well, preacher, that's just more than I can get a hold of. Yeah, but I want to say this morning on the authority of God that it's not you that does it. It's when we believe on Him and put our faith in Him, Brother Kevin, He begins to do the work. He begins to do that in us that we can't do for ourselves. We don't have the capacity. Amen. This old flesh, it's a chasing after fleshly thing. The lust of the eye and the pride of life. Amen. And all that stuff. And the lust of the flesh, that's what the world's are chasing after. That's what the bodies are chasing after. But when Jesus Christ, praise God, moves in and the Holy Ghost comes in and takes over. But see, what I'm afraid of today, we can't call ourselves Christians because the Holy Ghost of God has never taken over. We've never given Him control. Amen. Say, Lord, here I am. Take me and mold me and make me in the likeness of your dear Father, in the likeness of your dear Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to be like Him, more like Him. Amen. Then He begins to give you, when all things begin to change, He begins to give you that new life. Amen. You begin to truly live. The Bible says it's an abundant life. It's a full life. He begins to pour it out to us. How does He do that? It's because of faith. Because our faith is in the Lord and we begin to believe Him. Amen. See, that goes back to the verse 5. We got to believe on Him. We got to accept Him, what He does, what He says He can do. Amen. Don't sell God short. Amen. Don't sell the Lord short, praise God. The Bible said there's nothing impossible. You remember when Mary was over there and Matthew and an angel come to her, Gabriel, and he said, you know what? Said you're going to be with child. Amen. As child, she said, how can that be? So I know not a man. She said, I ain't never been near a man. Ain't no man ever touched me. How's that going to happen? Angel said, there's nothing impossible, God. Amen. He said, the Holy Ghost is going to come overshadow you. Amen. I want to say, praise God, if there's anything that's going to take place in our life, if there's any change that's going to be made, praise God, it's when the Holy Ghost overshadows us, amen, from the inside out, and He does the work. Amen. Now I know I'm a preaching to the choir. I know that. I know these people today that say, well, preacher, you don't need to preach on all this stuff. You know, just tell people to try to be good and it'll be all right. I want to say, praise God, there's nothing good about us, praise the Lord, except the Lord Jesus Christ when He moves in. And we allow Him and ask Him to be the Lord of our life. He begins to make those changes in us. Amen. That old frown that we got all the time, look like you've been eating drinking buttermilk all day. My wife said, drink that stuff, hot or cold. It quivers my liver to think about it. But amen, we go around with no sour face all the time. Why? Because there's nothing good in us. Amen. But the Holy Ghost, I told my wife last night, we was talking about it, talking for some reason or other, it just come to my mind. I said, when I go out of here, I said, don't you let that old undertaker paint me a frown on my face. You better tell him I'm going out of here with a smile, praise God. Amen. I said, I try to keep a smile on my face, not a frown. Amen. I told her, I sleep with a smile. She said, how do you know? She says, because when I wake up, praise God, I can feel it. Amen. Amen. Praise God. I want to go out with a smile, praise God, because I know my Redeemer lives because He lives in my heart. Amen. Praise God. You can call me a child of God, praise God, because I believe. I got the faith. I got hope. Amen. That faith with expectation. I'm looking for my Savior, praise God. Hey, He may come today. He may say, come up hither, Jeff Massey, before today's over. And if He does that, God, that'll be all right. Amen. Praise the Lord, I'll go to be with Him. And because of that, praise God, I've got joy in my heart. He said, well, preacher, how can you say that? Don't you want to live? Yeah, as long as I can. Amen. But praise God, I've got peace in my soul. Amen. I'm going to a better place, a place prepared by my Savior, prepared for me. Amen. He said, if I go to prepare a place, I will come again and receive you. Amen. Me. He's talking to me. He was talking to you. Unto myself, that where I am, there you may be also. Amen. That gives me joy. That gives me peace. I don't worry about it no more. You can call me a Christian, praise God, because I've received Christ. Not only have I received Christ, you can call me a Christian because I resemble Christ. Amen? I resemble Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 21. The last part of that verse says, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that ye should follow His steps. Amen? You can call me a Christian because I resemble Christ because I'm trying to walk in His steps, praise God. I'm trying to allow God to be the Lord of my life. I'm trying to be like Him. Amen? Has it ever occurred to you this morning that you're supposed to be like Jesus? We're supposed to live in Christ-like. Amen? Walking like Jesus, talking like Jesus, living like Jesus. Amen? Thinking like Jesus. Did you ever think about the thinking about Jesus? Woo, that's a mouthful. Did you ever think about thinking like Jesus? Amen? Whenever things was going around, whenever things was going along around the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, He was a thinking. Amen. Our Savior was a thinking man. You know who He was thinking about? He was a thinking about the Father. Amen. He was thinking about that place of glory, praise God, that He had stepped out from, praise God, so He could come to here. And He was a thinking about me and you. I will say this morning, praise God, we need to quit thinking about us and think about Him. Because when we start thinking about Him, we'll start thinking about other people. Amen. We'll start considering other people's feelings. We'll start considering other people, praise God, and putting them above ourselves. The Bible says to esteem our brother higher than ourselves. Amen? That means to lift them up. That when we're doing real good and we're thinking we're all that, amen, we don't even think about that, praise God. We put that in the bottom of our mind and we say, you know what? It's all because of Jesus. Amen. Glory be to God. It's all because what He's done in my life, praise God. What He's planted in my soul, the ambition, desires, praise God, that He's given me. Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God. Amen. I tell you what, all that we are today, praise God, is by the grace of God. Amen. So we start having that mind of the Lord Jesus Christ. We start seeing like He sees. Amen. We start seeing those little old youngins, praise God, it's running around here with the tattoos all over them and the piercings all in them. And they got them all in their face and their lips and their nose and their eyes. And it looks like they've been out fishing and the boat's wiggled and they fell in a tackle box. Amen. I mean, they got things hanging out of them. But if we ain't careful, praise God, we'll get to seeing Him and we'll get to thinking our heart bad about them. But I want to tell you, when we think like Jesus, we'll begin to see them as little old sinners, praise God, that need a Savior. Amen. We'll see past the fish hooks, praise God, and we'll see a soul in need. Amen. We'll begin to hear better. Amen. Amen. We'll begin to hear. We won't begin to hear those things that's going around us in the world, praise God. But we'll begin to hear, praise God, those little old folks like that, praise God. They'll be crying out in their soul, saying, I need somebody to see me, somebody to recognize me, somebody to realize that I need help. Amen. Amen. We'll start seeing an old sinner, praise God, that's begging for help. You know why they do that? You know why they paint their hair pink and they put the things all in their face and their ears and everything? They want to be seen. They want somebody to recognize them. Amen. Why else would you do it? You want to be seen. You want people to recognize you. Well, let me tell you, you young people, look at me just a minute. If you want to be recognized, you want people to look at you and see you, praise God, you stand up for Jesus. Amen. You let people know that you love the Lord Jesus Christ, praise God, that He's your Lord and Savior, that you're going to walk with Him, you're going to follow Him, and I guarantee everybody around you will look at you funny. They'll treat you different. Amen. When you begin to have a desire in your heart, praise God, you don't have to put that junk all in your body. You don't have to put the tattoos all over you. Amen. Hey, listen, you're not a billboard. Amen. The Bible says if you're a child of God, He said you're the temple of the Lord. Amen. In other words, your body is a house of God. Because that's where the Holy Ghost hangs out, right? That's where God comes in and works with you. He said in Leviticus 18, those that put markings on their body, said, hey, he said they're heathen. It's what heathen people do. Because they don't realize that their body is a temple of God. Amen. What are they doing? They're defiling the temple. You say, well, preacher, I don't really see the significance of it. What difference make? It'd be like somebody coming up here when we come back tonight and somebody's painted graffiti all over the church house. Would that make a difference? That's defiling the house of God. Amen. I started to throw that in. Lord brought it to my attention. I praise God. I ain't going to fail not to mention it if the Lord brought it to my attention. Amen. But that's what He said. Praise God. When we begin to focus, when we can see God, praise God, we don't need all that stuff. We just need Him. And He begins to make the difference in us, praise God. He changes us. Amen. It's an inside out thing. Inside out, upside down, praise God. He'll pour you out, praise God, and fill you full again. Amen. Praise the Lord. That's what He does when we begin to be like Him. What are you talking about? I'm talking about being positive. Thinking positive, walking positive, living positive, doing good instead of bad. Amen. I believe a child of God has truly been born again, praise God. You won't want to keep doing bad things. Amen. You'll start thinking positive. You'll say, you know what? God's not pleased with that. I believe God would be more pleased if I'd done this here. Amen. Making a difference, praise the Lord. Being kind one to another, as the Bible says. Having compassion in your heart. Amen. Compassion for those soul sinners like that, that just looking for somebody to pay attention to them. Going up, putting your arm around them and say, you know what? You know, Jesus loves you. And I do too. Amen. You say, well, preacher, we're supposed to love old sinners. We're supposed to love old sinners, but hate the sin. Amen. Bring them up out of that, praise God. Show them there's a different way. Have understanding. I want to say, praise God, a whole lot of our relationships, we need this in a big way. We need understanding. Amen. An understanding way. Peter said that the husband is supposed to love his wife and according to knowledge. In other words, he's supposed to love her in an understanding way. We're supposed to love our children in an understanding way. We're supposed to love our spouse in an understanding way. Amen. Understanding, praise God, the Lord God of glory is there to help and it's our responsibility to be an example that they might see Christ in us. Amen. The reason they do what they do is they don't have no hope. Amen. But when they begin to see hope in us, it changes them. Amen. Amen. They're not that they used to be. Praise the Lord. So he said, you can call me a Christian because I've received Christ. You call me a Christian because I resemble Christ. But you can call me a Christian today because I represent Christ. Amen. I'm a representative, praise God, of my Savior. Amen. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, he said, ye shall be witnesses unto me. Amen. A representative of the Lord. We're representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. Did you ever think about that? We are representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ. We resemble Him, and once we've received Him and we resemble Him, then we're representatives of Him. Amen. Where do we represent Christ at? I know, at the church house. While we're at church, we need to represent. Sure we do. Amen. If we're ever going to represent Christ, it ought to be down at the house of God. Amen. We ought to come in a reverent state, in a reverent mind, praise God, in the reverence of a holy God, amen, into a place, praise God, to represent our Lord, to represent the good God of glory and our Lord Jesus Christ and the Holy Ghost of God. And boy, I'm glad we do, praise God, because He comes into this place and meets with us. I mean, He just comes in on purpose, praise God, feels it so full. Sometimes, praise God, it feels like the Holy Ghost of God so thick in here, praise God, you can walk on it. The presence, amen. Why? Because we come in to represent the Lord Jesus Christ. We come in, we do it at the church house. I mean, that's why we come in. We come in reverently. We come in clothed and in a right mind. Amen. We don't come in like the old man in a Gadarean maniac, amen, naked and crazy, doing things flopping around, praise God. But we come clothed and in a right mind, praise God, and we come to worship the Lord. Amen. Praise God. A representative of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we represent Him at the church. Where else do we represent Him? Huh? Where do we represent Him at, Jesse? Do you represent Him down at the schoolhouse? Amen. Do you take Him with you in there? Praise the Lord. Amen. You take Him in there, you tear your Bible, praise God. Hey, that's what I tell you, you can't do that. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. Praise God. You can take that blessed old book. If they'll let you carry secular books, they can't stop you from carrying the Bible. Amen. I've got some information. I called up and talked Christian Law Association because I'm concerned about this. The bunch of liars is telling us that our children can't worship. They can't pray. They can't pray over a meal at the schoolhouse. That's a lie of the devil. Amen. I'm going to bring it, maybe in the next couple of weeks on a Wednesday night or a Sunday night, I'm going to bring all that out, praise God, and just show you what you're allowed to do. They say, well, preacher, there's a separation in church and state. Yeah, and we turned that upside down too. Amen, I want to say, praise God, the separation was that the government couldn't come in and tell you that you couldn't worship God. Amen. Amen. Praise God, so we got to stand up. Praise God, what we believe. We can worship Him down at our house. Praise God, we can worship Him down at the schoolhouse. We can worship Him down at our house. Amen. I want to say, praise God, we need to get the mindset and the heart attitude that we are representatives of the Lord Jesus Christ wherever you are. Amen. You listen to this old slobbering preacher this morning. Praise God, wherever you go, praise God. If you're a child of God, Holy Ghost of God ought to be in there ill enough in you that you'll be a representation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. You know what? If you ain't, not only do you bring a reproach on the name of Jesus Christ, but if you're a member of church, you bring a reproach on your church. Amen. We need to start being, if we're going to say that we're children of God, if we're going to say we're Christians, we need to live like it. Amen. Did you hear me? I didn't say act like it. We're not actors, praise God. We need to live it if it's in you. Amen. Amen. If the liver's in your heart, praise God, you'll live different. The liver makes all the... You know why you can't live it? Because we don't have the liver. And you, I won't say, praise God, you can't live without your liver. Amen. Your liver goes bad about 4 or 5 days, you'll turn pumpkin yellow and you'll die. I believe that's what's happening in a lot of our churches today, praise God. They've been trying to live it without the liver. They've been acting it out, praise God. And when something comes up, so easily discourage them, praise God, they kick out and they die. But I want to say, praise God, that the liver's in your heart. Glory be to God, you can just keep on pressing on. And Brother Lex says, when somebody hurts your feeling, you'll pop a Band-Aid on it and go on for the glory of God. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. You say, well, preacher, it's hard. You ought to try pastoring sometime. Amen. You study and you pray and you preach your heart out and people look at you like a sheep looking at a new gate and say, I know what you're talking about, but I'll not do that. Amen. And it breaks your heart, but praise God, does that make you quit? No, that makes you want to dig just a little bit deeper, praise God. Probe just a little bit deeper, praise God, and say, oh God, help us, Lord, I pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God, I've done figured out on this journey there's nowhere to quit. Amen. Old devil would like to kill me. He's trying his best to, but praise God till he does. Amen. I'm just going to preach heralding the truth, the gospel of my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. He is God. He is the God of glory. He is real this morning. He lives in my heart, praise God. And I worship Him and I praise Him with all my heart. Amen. I realize who my Redeemer is. Amen. Glory be to God. Hey. One of these days, this old body's about busted up and frail. But praise God, He didn't come to save my body. He come to save my soul from the devil's hell. Amen. I let the old devil have his body. He can have it. He wants it. Amen. It may give him joy when they roll me down here. He said, I'll shut him up. He ain't even got a club. Brother X, when they roll my body up here and they say, oh, Jeff Massey's dead, I'll be a shouting in the praises of God, in the glory of God, amen, running those streets of glory around the throne room of grace, saying, glory, 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 glory to the Lamb, glory to the Savior, praise be to God. Amen. You say, you act like you believe that. I believe that with all my heart. Amen. Praise the Lord. He's real. He's real. I know He's real. He lives in my heart. Amen. Bless His holy name. We represent Christ at home, at school, in our walk. Hey, listen, youngins, when you play, amen, when you play, let me ask you a question. When you get out there on the ball field, football, basketball, baseball, whatever it might be, and things don't go your way, you mess up a little bit, how do you act? How do you react? See, these people are watching you. And you know what we ought to do? We ought to act in a way. We ought to be like old Ralph Sexton Sr. Amen. One day, Ralph Sexton Jr. said he was hooking up his boat. And he said he had that big old hitch and he was wiggling up there and he went to set it down on that hitch ball. And he said he got his thumb between that hitch and that hitch ball and he about mashed that thing off. And he said, boy, I said, I thought, yeah, this is it. He said, I'm going to get to see my daddy cut a shine. I'm going to get to see what my daddy does. And he said he got back to him, he jumped up, he grabbed that thing and said he bounced around there. And when he finally got his composure, he looked at Ralph Jr. and he said, I thank you, Lord, for that thumb that you allowed me to mash. Amen. I will say praise be to God. When God is real in your heart, amen, He takes care of the situations. Amen. And it becomes a habit. You don't have to think about how to react no more. Amen. You don't have to think about the actions that you take because God will direct your path. Praise the Lord. Amen. When we begin to represent Him. So how do we do it? We do it in what we do, and we do it in what we say. Hello? Amen. What we do is important. People see our lives. Amen. I've said many times, you may be the only Bible some people ever read. And you say, you know what? I'd like to see you saved. I love you. I'd like to see you saved. Lord Jesus loves you. He died for you. And they'll begin to watch you. They'll keep, as old fella said, they'll begin to keep their good eye on you. Huh? They'll begin to see how you do things. Amen. And praise God, one day they'll say, you know what? It seems like she's awful happy. It seems like he's always a smile on her face, a joy in her heart. And when bad things come along, praise God, she said, well, just God be the glory. And just keeps on. And boy said, then you know what they'll do one day? They'll say, you know what? I'd like to have what she's got. I'd like to have what he's got. Amen. And they'll come up, say, tears are rolling down their face, Brother Jeff. And they say, you know what? You was talking about that day, about the Lord Jesus Christ and how much He loved me. I don't know anybody's ever loved me like that. Can you tell me how I can get that love? And boy, with tears rolling down your face then, you can say, yeah, it's the Lord Jesus. Just believe on His name, praise God. You shall be saved. Amen. Praise the Lord. Representative of the Lord. Amen. You can call me a Christian because I'll one day reign with Christ. Amen. Because I've received Him, because I resemble Him, because I represent Him, one day I'll reign with Him. In 1 Thessalonians 4 and 17, he said, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Amen. One day, praise God, there's going to be a trumpet shout, we're going to go out of here. Amen. Our number is going to come up. The Bible says it is appointed and the man wants to die, and after this, judgment. Amen. Did you realize that on the day that you was born, maybe even the day that you was conceived. Because see, at the time of conception, listen to me, you became a living soul. Amen. And the time that you, now listen to this, at the time that you was conceived, there was an appointed time wrote down that you're going to go out of here. Do you realize today that you've got an appointment? You young people, you say, well, preacher, I'm just a kid. It don't matter. Amen. It don't matter. You've got an appointed time. And then we're going to stand before the Lord. Amen. We need to be ready to stand before the Lord. Because one of these days, we want to receive Him. We want to resemble Him. Amen. We want to represent Him. Because one day we want to reign with Him. Amen. I want to reign with my Savior. Amen. If I receive Him, I resemble Him, I represent Him, praise God. Then one day, the Bible says, I'll reign with Him. Amen. In glory. Colossians chapter 3 and verse 4. He said, when Christ, who is our life, now listen, who is our life shall appear, then shall ye also appear, what? With Him in glory. Amen. See, He left aside His glory, but He went back up and He took upon Himself full glory. Amen. And He said, one day, praise God, if we receive Him and we resemble Him and we represent Him, that one day, praise God, we're going to be able to reign with Him throughout all eternity. Amen. That's what I'm looking for, praise God. You can call me a Christian, praise God, because I'm in Christ, I'm like Christ, I'm for Christ, and I'm with Christ, praise God, right now and throughout all eternity. Amen. I'm His and He's mine. Amen. You can call me a Christian today, praise God. Why? Call it because I love the Lord Jesus Christ with all my soul. Amen. He is my Lord and my Savior. He's my master and my guide. He's my counselor and He's my consoler. Amen. My comforter in a time of need. That's who He is. You can call me a Christian today because Christ Jesus in me. Amen. He makes a difference. I've received Him. Amen. I resemble Him. Amen. I walk with Him. And I represent Him. Try to represent Him everywhere I go. If they won't nobody look at me and say, boy, what a... He's mean and hateful. Huh? Boy, I wouldn't want to be like him. Boy, he's got a bad attitude. You know how to get rid of that? You know how to get fit up there to receive Him and resemble Him and represent Him, praise God, so He can reign with Him? It's when we come to Him. Just like little children, the Bible said, just like a little child. And say, Lord, you know what? I'm not all that. I thought that I was that and two cookies too. But you know what, Lord? I'm just nothing without You. And I need You to be my Lord and my Savior. To give me and make me into the thing that You'd have me to be. Amen. Praise the Lord. He said that's where the rubber meets the road. That's where we quit playing church and being religious. And we become a child of God. Where somebody can look at you and they say, you know what? They're a Christian. Amen. They're a Christian. They walk different. They talk different. They act different. That must be a Christian. That must be somebody that loves Jesus. Amen. Why? But you can call me a Christian because of all these things. Amen. I can say it without any thing in my heart that, praise God, I call myself a Christian because I love the Lord Jesus Christ. I want to represent Him all the days of my life till I finish out here. And I don't know about you, but I'd like to finish well. I mean, I'd like to, my last days, I wish they'd be, I would that they could be the very best days for my Lord and my Savior.